Now we're at section A1, which is made up of measures 14 through 25. Here are its first four measures, which are 14, 15, 16, and 17. Let's take a look at the left-hand arpeggio here first. This is a D chord, and I like the way they're doing this arpeggio. It's a really big, long arpeggio. Kind of reminds me of some of the arpeggios you hear in Chopin's work. So this is the D tubular middle C with the fifth. Let's go ahead and put the pedal down after playing that. The A above that with the second. D above that with the first. Cross over for the F sharp above that with your second or third. A above that with your first. Then we come back to the F sharp, and in this case, I want to play the D again, but with finger 3, and then I'll step down to the C sharp below that with finger 4, simply because of where I'm going from here. But this is a real common way of handling these arpeggios in the left hand. And while we're talking about it, at measure 15, we have a B minor arpeggio. And that was the B tubular with the fifth, F sharp above that with the second, and B above that with the first, cross over for the D above that with your second, and then the F sharp above that with your first. Now let's put the right hand in. Left hand, you'll start this D arpeggio by yourself with that D tubular. At this point, the pedal will go up and down. Then we'll play the A above that with finger 2. And then when I get to the D with finger 1, right hand, you'll play the D right there at middle C with finger 1. Left hand crosses over for the F sharp. It plays by itself. And then left hand, when we play the A, right hand, play your D again. The left hand goes back to the F sharp with finger 2. Then down to the D below that with finger 3. This is where right hand will play the F sharp above the D it just played. Then left hand, give me the C sharp with finger 4, and now we're going to the B minor. So left hand, you'll play that B tubular with the fifth. With the right hand, I want you to play the A that's right there under your fifth. Pedal up and down. Next, left hand, play the F sharp above the B you just played with finger 2. Then the B above that with finger 1. Cross over for the D above that with finger 3. F sharp above that with finger 1 or 2. After this right hand, I want you to play the B above the A you just played, and we'll have to cross under to get to it. And that will be finger 1. Now let's take a look at the next couple of measures.